then the pizza party and meet and greet was after that. But it pretty much went from, it was pretty much pink carpet all night, because Big Fatty was, it was actually kind of funny, because he was a little tipsy, and just tipsy enough to not keep up with introducing people. So I'm trying to look for something. Okay. I thought I was going to do it at the right time, but Big Fatty was tipsy enough that it was taking him all night to introduce people. Granted, we have almost 50 people in that on that Zoom call, but he was taking so long. Like by 11:30, I just said, I'm done. I got to go to bed. And he was still introducing people. So I think he was just a little too tipsy, but it was fun.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
It was taking him all night. I just said, I'm done, I gotta go to bed.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 3305 of the BFO for Wednesday, the 7th of October. 2020, y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, I'm going to tell you about my day, and let me guess, Big Fatty, more voice letters. You got it. Yes, Big Fatty. Hello, Ratters. Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well. Y'all, you're Ratters today, because y'all, I'm not going to play the traditional celebration of exiting the birth canal music today, because y'all, our three celebrations of exiting the birth canal are, y'all, they're just odd. They're just odd, okay? And none of them listen to the BFO. Well, Big Fatty, one of them used to, well, anyway. Today is the celebration of exiting the birth canal of the Weather Rat. The Weather Rat, he'll be 112. And y'all, he'll probably remind us that we're getting a taste of Indian summer, because y'all, it's getting hot again in here. It's back in the 80s. And y'all, then also today is little Lexi. You know, that's Timmy Sims, his puppy dog. He's Lexi, I guess. Is Lexi a he or a she? I don't know. But Lexi and they got another puppy dog, and I don't remember what his name is. I'm just going to call him Scooter. Lexi and Scooter. Hey, it's not Scooter, but that's what his name is now. And y'all, then our last celebration of exiting the birth canal today, y'all, he's no longer with us, but a proud member of Pride 48, Miss Kitty. Miss Kitty and his favorite dancing girl, Olive, actually met this person in person during a vacation. And I think Big Ricky had some dealings with him or his estate or something at one time. Y'all, I'm talking about Lord Byron. Big Fatty, did he ever hear the story about the volcano cup? No. Some things are just going to be, he went to his grave without knowing. Big Fatty! I see y'all, our census today is from Miss La 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 Lauren, and y'all, she lives elsewhere in the U.S. of A. She's a semi-lurker, and she's been listening since it was a twinkle in the eye of the LFC's co-host, Big Fatty. Her favorite segment is Blowing It Out, and the one thing that she wishes I would change is tell us about the horror, Big Fatty. I don't know what that means. Never called the voice letter number, but will soon. Never been to a Pride 48 event or utilized a special chair. But the last time she sharded herself was when she saw what lies beneath Big Fatty's killed. Big Fatty that was up in the Chicago's at the meet and greet. She's never recovered. Besides the, and despite the Indian summer returning, it's true, y'all, and y'all, after I recorded yesterday's little show, y'all, I was out on my evening nipple walk, and young Nicholas stopped by the villa, and so I turned the alarm off, and he let himself in, be ready. And by the time I got back from my afternoon nip walk, I was almost done anyway. He had gone in and blown up the turlet, be ready. And then we just sat and visited for a little while, and y'all, I was kind of hungry, so I pulled out the radish coans and the rest of that fried dill pickle and ranch dip, and we sat there and we both ate them like we were being paid, to eat them. And there wasn't a radish coin left. And then later on, young Nicholas said, "You know, I don't really like radishes." Well, y'all, you wouldn't have known it watching him eat them. And we had a few. The dip was gone. We had a few radish coins left, and so y'all, I pulled out the chunky blue cheese dressing, and y'all, I think we both had some sort of sexual experience. Hey, we don't need to hear about it. From that, y'all, it was just, that blue cheese dressing is just lovely, and let's see. After that, he headed home, and I had to record. But first, and we started at 10 p.m. in the evening. We had 3 hours of shows to record, and the Faye driver, I think he mentioned every finger movement of people in the first episode, and y'all, it was 11 o'clock before we got through the first episode, so we kind of put the pedal to the metal for the last two, and finished about, I don't know, about 11:45 or something like that. I think Sam in the hinterlands was like, "All right, I gotta go to bed," you know, and Big Fatty was ready to go to bed too, but y'all, I turned on that Stephen Colbert because they got the new shows this week. In fact, tonight, Wednesday night, y'all, he's going to be live after the vice presidential debate. And so anyway, I ended up heading to the live chamber. Y'all, I decided I was going to go ahead and watch No, I didn't. I take that back. I headed on to the live chamber. And y'all, I kind of tossed and turned a little bit, but I had to get up and tee-tee. But other than that, I climbed right back in, and I was out. And y'all, I was awakened. I was awakened by the sound of the lawnmower. My yard man showed up. I don't think there was a whole lot for him to cut. But he did the nice edging and the blowing and all that kind of stuff. And we had a nice little chitter chat, and y'all, he hadn't been here since the end of July. And so I told him, I said, now, I want you to go ahead and put me on your on your schedule for to come and trim the bushes back real good. He says, would you like for me to also put some new mulch down on your beds? I said, yes. I didn't know you did that. He goes, yes. And so y'all, he's gonna do that. And y'all, then those trees that I had, well, I don't know if it's a tree. Yeah, I guess it is a tree that they grew real tall. And then when we had the big ice storm and snow and all here, they died and it looked like a haunted house around here. Well, y'all, a couple of them, you know, they never came back. And so he says, I'm going to pull those stumps up also. Big Fatty, that'll be lovely. It's true. And after that, I, of course, I had my Brufkas and my Corfrey, and I was off. I was off on my morning nipple walk, went up around the big big circle and came back and got me a shear, did a little FaceTime with Granny. Y'all, he had been pleasuring himself, and so he didn't answer immediately. Betty, please, we're trying to keep our supper down. After I talked to him, I started watching the dancing. Oh, no, I watched the Big Brother, because when I first started out on my nipple walk, Tuesday morning, y'all, it was sprinkling. So I said, well, I ain't walking in the rain. So I watched the Big Brother from the night before. And so, y'all, I'm about halfway through the dancing now. And anyway, y'all, by the way, I received a gay crema card from that Moose P. I showed it to him on Monday night. He says, that is for the gay crema, so just set it aside. I said, done. So y'all, I've got three cards now for the gay crema. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, I checked and my absentee ballot has been mailed, but I have yet to receive it. So I'm anxious. I'm anxiously awaiting for that to happen. But y'all, I think that pretty much has been my day. Yes, Big Fatty.
Oh, you big fat thing.
You're hamming it up. You're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, he is fat as sin. And oh, you still talk to him. And I don't know why. But you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Hi, Fat One. This is Tim giving you a call and talking Dancing with the Stars. That was a train wreck. That's the nicest way to put it. And I think that's an offense to all train wrecks everywhere, including the BFO. Because, that was bad. And I don't mean like Sharknado bad where you enjoy watching it. That's bad where it almost came to turn the channel bad, because Tyra Banks, she's not funny, and well, I don't know much else I can say about that other than bring Tom back. It was painful. I'm just can't. No. Well, I hope you don't get in the Chuck Town, and I will talk to you soon. Thank you for calling.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all that, of course, is Terminally Single Tim and the baby's arm. And, Tim, first of all, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you. Y'all, every once in a while, I'll get a little testimonium saying, just checking on the elderly. Tim, thank you for calling. And Tim, I agree with you that, and did you call her Tyler Banks? I thought it was Tara or Tyra or something like that. Maybe it's Tara. Hey, Tara Banks. I still don't like her as much as Tom Bergeron. But she's growing on me a little bit. She needs to quit being a fancy model and strutting herself down the steps and all that kind of stuff, and be more of a host. So anyway, that's it. And thank you for calling.
Hi. Hello. Hi. So, I figured. This story, it's not that long, but just thought of you right away. Well, after the fact, not while it was happening, after the fact. So my parents and I and Mrs. Northeast Straight Daddy and the number one Northeast Straight Baby all had Mexican last night. Really good place, you know, the place on Central Ave with the really good rice. Yeah, real good. So we got from there. There's a new fancy Mexican place that we're gonna try from, but their takeout was weird. It wasn't working. You had to pick it up between 2 and 4, which just doesn't work for anyone. Whatever. So we ended up going to this place. So ate it, delicious, great, whatever. Didn't think anything about it. So I'm laying in bed. Last night, well, this morning, it was like 6. And I'm in Logan's bed because, you know, I called in months ago and your segment, whatever it is, Big Fatty's Parenting Advice segment, it didn't help at all. So he doesn't sleep through the night still. Whatever. So I'm in bed with him. I hear Mrs. Northeast Straight Daddy go into the bathroom. And I'm like, oh, God, I hope she's not long, because I woke up having to shit. I never wake up having to go to the bathroom. It just doesn't happen. I don't know. And I woke up having to go. I'm like, that's strange. So I kind of lay there for a bit. I'm like, all right, I think I'm it's not a big deal. I heard her going to the bathroom, and then it kind of hit me. I'm like, yeah, I kind of need to get up. And my thought process was, sharding is bad enough. Sharding in bed is even worse. Sharding in someone else's bed is even worse than that. And for some reason, he was sleeping upside down last night, so sharding in someone else's bed, who is your 2-year-old, and his face is like a foot from your ass, was not going to happen. So I had to get up, and he woke up, but she luckily got out of the bathroom when I was getting up, because she had a shit like crazy. I had a shit like crazy. He luckily did not have to, but then I talked to my parents tonight, and they're like, hey, personal question, did you have the Hershey squirts today? And we're like, oh, my God. Like, after a while, it was just fucking foam. It was ridiculous. But, yeah, so I figured you'd enjoy that story a little bit. Okay, love you. Bye.
Yeah, I guess y'all, that, of course, is my Northeast Straight Daddy. And, y'all, I don't know that I've ever heard anyone say that they were sharding foam. It just ain't right. It's true. But thank you for the call, Dan, and lovely to know you're still calling. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard Archer talking about Pride 48. And Archer, when you listen to the BFO, what do you think?
It was taking him all night. I just said, I'm done. I got to go to bed.
Oh, Archer, it's called edging. You're supposed to make it last long.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one. Yes! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.